From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. We're glad you've decided to join with us today. In just a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message called Lessons for Christian Living, Another Study from the Life of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the 18th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, our Lord teaches a powerful lesson about forgiveness. That spirit comes from remembering what Christ has done for us. First of all, in today's hot topic, Dr. Cairns asks the question, is the Dalai Lama mad or just playing politics?
The same press that regularly holds up to ridicule almost anything that a Bible-believing Christian may say, especially on matters of a metaphysical nature, such as the origin of man and the universe, soberly reports the most egregious nonsense from heathen religious leaders. The Dalai Lama, leader of Tibet's Buddhist, is a case in point. Consider the following from the Times of London. Faced with Chinese plans to seize control of his reincarnation, the Dalai Lama has come up with two revolutionary proposals, either to forego rebirth or to be reborn while still alive. The exiled Tibetan Buddhist leader proposed yesterday to hold a referendum among his 13 to 14 million followers around the world before his death on whether he should be reincarnated or not. If the majority vote against it, he said he would simply not be reborn, ending a lineage that tradition dictates dates back to the late 14th century, when a young shepherd was appointed the first Dalai Lama. If the vote was in favor, he said he might appoint a reincarnation while he was still alive, breaking the 600-year-old tradition of being reborn as a small boy after his death. His proposals not only raise some mind-bending metaphysical questions, they put China's atheist communist leaders in the unusual position of claiming to be the protectors of Tibetan Buddhist tradition. End the report from the Times of London. I don't want to pursue the political ramifications at any great length. I think it probable that political considerations are making the Buddhist leader play mind games with the Chinese communists. He may yet prove that he has adopted a dangerous ploy, for if history proves anything, it is that Beijing has usually a blunt and very bloody answer to any challenge to its authority. What interests me is the mad notion not only that the Dalai Lama will be reincarnated, an absolute fallacy, but that he can choose whether to be reincarnated before he dies. He terms this appointing a reincarnation. In almost anyone else, the press would label this for what it is, madness. In any other line of succession, if a leader chooses his successor, he claims no wisdom other than he has as a man. And that's all the Dalai Lama can do. Oh, I know that millions of Tibetan Buddhists look at him as a divine being, but we know that his present shenanigans prove that he is no more and no better than any other human leader or ruler. His ploy is to play his religious card with utter ruthlessness as he tries to do an end run around the Chinese. who had been threatening to do the same around him. It's time we in the West recognized all this nonsense about reincarnation for what it is, a diabolical deception aimed at getting men away from the message of God's love and mercy in Christ. The lie of reincarnation is the ultimate rejection of divine grace and the assertion of human works as man's final hope. In the end, it is a religious fallacy that leads those who fall into it to a hopeless destiny of everlasting separation from God. It is not some earned reincarnation that sinners need, but a gracious regeneration by God's Spirit, a justification by which we may stand accepted in the righteousness of God's Son. That's what we need, and that's exactly what God freely offers in the gospel of His grace.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life of the Apostle Peter. The articles will be both informative and inspirational. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
make zeal for the kingdom of Christ an excuse for narrow-minded prejudice. Beware of imposing your nationalistic or denominational or whatever else personal prejudices on the Word of God. That's what they were doing. The final lesson, and it's the big one, and I will only mention it. This is Christ training his people for service. Get your eyes on me. Learn who I am. Get your eyes on me and get your eyes off yourself and learn true humility. Don't confound bigotry with a zeal for the cause of Christ. And finally, and I think biggest of all, in the work of God, if you're ever going to do anything, you've got to learn to forgive. And that's a very hard thing to do. Peter says, my brother offends me, sins against me. Will I forgive him? How many times? Will I forgive him? Let me just make the general statement. Forgiveness for a Christian is not an option. And the man who cannot and will not forgive a brother is probably still in his sins and his own sins will remain unforgiven. That's not my teaching. That's the teaching of Christ himself. You're not saved because you forgive others, but because you're saved, you forgive your brethren. That's the teaching of the Lord Jesus. Sometimes it's hard, but it must be. How do you forgive somebody who has offended you? And I'm using offended, by the way, in the biblical sense. It's used rather loosely that anybody that does something that's not exactly what you want, well, you're offended. Well, you shouldn't be. Offense is a big word in Scripture. A lot of spiritual connotation to it that time doesn't allow me to get into this morning. But how do you forgive? Well, a couple of things. Ephesians 4:32. Remember what the Lord has done for you. Remember what Christ has done for you. And then treat others as he has treated you. And sometimes it's a good idea, because it's been my experience that the hardest offenses to forgive are from those who have been perhaps your best friends. So sometimes it's a very good idea to remember that offending you has not been the only thing that this party has done. Stanley Barnes will remember in his own mind, without my saying anything, to whom I refer when I say, as a young man, I grew up owing a lot to a particular Christian. And in a million ways, he was a blessing in my life. And under God, I could never repay him. Came a time when he became very bitter, very angry. At that time, I was long gone from that church, and I was not part of anything that was causing him anger. And yet, for some reason or other, just in the spitefulness of the moment, and talking to another party. Somehow or other, he dragged me into the whole situation and was bitter against me too. As I say, to this day, I have no idea why. More than one person asked me, "How do you deal with that?" This man would now and again stop by our home. I'd see him in the road. He'd give me a big plastic smile. People asked me more than once, "How do you deal with that?" And I had to say, I do not excuse what he has said and done. That's wrong. But that's not the only thing he has done. And when I see what he's done for me, I could never pay him back. And as long as that is in my mind, I am grieved at his folly. But I could never be bitter against him. I owe him too much. You stop and think of that, and you'll find that many a time the people you get most bitter against are the people you owe most to. I've seen this in churches. I've seen ministers who have poured their heart and soul into the lives of people for 10, 20 years, and everything has been going well, and then perhaps the ministers have to deal with a situation in a family or whatever, and somebody gets their back up, and just like that, it's as if he had never done them any good at all. And they're ready to be like lions to tear them apart. Let me tell you, if we can't learn to live together on earth, it's highly doubtful that we're ever going to live together in heaven. Some of us are not going to make it. Jesus says, you forgive. And the final thing, and this is where the big parable comes in that I didn't read, keep this in mind. Not only remember what he's done for you, not only remember that offending is not the only thing this party has done to you in most cases, but remember this. What God is asking you to forgive is like saying to a man who has been forgiven a debt of, say, $50 billion, it's like saying to that man, "I want you to forgive the debt of a man who owes you a $5 bill. It's not much. And I say to you this morning, if you're going through life with a bitter spirit, a grudge in your heart, a chip in your shoulder, you're angry with God's people, you become more and more embittered and more isolated and more out of touch with God, I say to you, Jesus says, forgive. What keeps us from forgiving is that we like to stew over it in our minds. Just let it get on and on. We think and we think and we think. And instead of thinking Christ, we're thinking everything but Christ. When the missionaries of the Moravian churches went first among the Eskimos, they tried to explain forgiveness. They found it very difficult for the simple reason that the Eskimo language had no such word. There's nothing among them for the word forgiveness. And they labored and labored and labored until they put together a very ugly word made up of a lot of other words. And that word simply was not able to think about it anymore. That's it. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Now we come full circle. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. He owed nothing. He paid everything. And he did it for you and me. when you get your eyes on Christ, who forgave you everything, you can forgive me anything. These are Christ's lessons for Christian living. Let us learn them well. And he prepare us, as he did the disciples, yet to do a mighty work for him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Let's just take a moment before the Lord. I need a sight of Christ, and so do you. I need to hear the voice of Christ, and so do you. I need to obey, as that little child did, the call of Christ, and so do you. I trust that you will listen well, hearken quickly, and by faith obey fully. If you're not saved, then there's salvation only in looking unto Jesus. I want you to understand this. You cannot perish calling upon Christ. You cannot perish calling upon Christ. Call. He says, I'll answer you. If you're backslidden, it's time to get right with God. If your heart's been calloused and hardened by the offenses of others, then bring them to the blood. Bring them to the blood. Start again in the joy of the Lord, and go on with him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at LetTheBibleSpeakRadio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.